Now, we find him moving out from God and establishes a civilization that is apart from God altogether. And the children of Cain establish a godless civilization. Let me just lift out two or three things out of that and we'll pass on. We find in verse 16, Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and he dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. I know a lot of folk in church that dwell in the land of Nod during church, but frankly, I don't know where the land of Nod really is. I've often wondered just where it is. Now, again, there's speculation about this. But he went out. He moved out of that area. And Cain knew his wife. She conceived, bare Enoch. He builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. Men been doing that ever since. They like to call cities by their own name. Streets by their own names, and even in Christian work, you have schools named for individuals. Men love to do that, whether they're Christian or after the order of Cain. But here's where it all began, and here's where urban life began, city life. Builded a city, and he called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And the cities have become one of the biggest problems that man has today. The cities, they say, are dying, and yet the people are flooding to the cities from all over this land, in fact, from all over the world. Now we find here there are other things in this section I'll just lift out because I think they're important to lift out. And Lamech took unto him two wives. Here's the beginning of polygamy, two wives. And the name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other was Zillah. And we could have a lot of fun here with these two, but I don't know whether I should spend time with that or not because of the fact that we would like to move right on. But it might be well to notice this man now does that. That also is contrary to what God intends, what God had for man. And you'll never find anywhere in the Scripture that God approves of polygamy. The thing is that you read the accounts accurately, you find out he condemns it. He gives the record of it because he's giving us a historical record here. And we find that is the basis on which it's given to us here. Now, actually, Ada means pleasure or adornment. And she was the first one to make it to the beauty parlor, I guess. And Zillah to hide. She was a coquette. My, what two girls he had for wives. No wonder he had problems. And you wonder why. Now, later on we'll see here something happened. Then we find something else began. Here's the beginning of civilization, the Cainitic civilization. Verse 20 of Genesis 4. Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents. Well, Paul was a tent maker, you see, later on. And here's the first contractor. And of such as have cattle. Here's the first ranchers, you see. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle a harp and organ. Here's the beginning of the musicians. And believe me, we can well understand when we hear some of the modern music today. Well, I'm sure that there are not many that argue that it didn't begin with Cain's civilization. Now we have here in Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And here are the ones that are craftsmen. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech, 70 and sevenfold. This fellow here says, well, if Cain got by with it, I can get by with it. After all, Cain did not slay in self-defense, but I have. And I don't know whether he did or not, but he says that that's what he did, that he slew in self-defense. And so we have these two wives. I do not know whether they entered into this or not, whether he was defending one of them or not. But be that as it may, we're not told. We find here that he feels he'll be avenged 70 and 7-fold. But our Lord said that to Simon Peter. That's how much you ought to forgive your enemy. Now in verses 25 and 26, Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Now, apparently, this was the beginning of men calling on the name of the Lord.